Evening, everyone.
Good evening, sir.
Good to be back in the house, ain't it?
Amen.
Lord's been good to me, I know that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be saved.
Amen.
We'll get Buford to come up here and get us a song.
E-flat.
Number 162. These boys would like for us to sing one of my favorite songs, Believing in My Faith.
Praise the Lord. That ain't done in E-flat, the first E-flat.
Everybody out there. Calm down.
I'm going to play D. There you go.
Thank you.
Before I go in my scripture, I'm going to go ahead and pray over the service.
Bless you, brother.
That the Lord may come and visit us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Lord, once again for just allowing us to be here again. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for each and every one of us, Lord. Pray, Lord, that you be with those that are lost, Lord. Just draw them to you, Lord. If there's any here, Lord, that can hear my voice, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you just deal with your hearts, Lord. Pray, Lord, that you just have your way with the service, Lord, that you may come down, give people their testimony, Lord. Let them share with the crowd, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything that you do for me, Lord. I know I'm not much, Lord, but with you, Lord, I can do anything, Lord. And I just want to give you thanks and honor and glory for all that you do. Remember those that the lost in each and every one of our families, Lord. For, Lord, we know we want to see them saved, Lord. And I do ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'm just going to read out of Psalms. I'm just sort of led this way tonight.
Bless
you know,
you,
nothing major, but it is the God's Word.
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Psalms 100. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves.
Amen.
We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Praise the Lord.
You know, we can at least do that much for our Lord.
Amen.
You know, I can make a joyful noise, maybe. I hope it is a hymn. I know I can't sing, but I might be able to make a joyful noise.
It's all right, brother.
But we do have some that has voice of angels in here, I believe.
Yeah.
I really do believe that, and I'm just so thankful that he gave me a chance to be here among my brothers and sisters.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Does anyone have anything tonight? Bless you, Lou.
I don't have the voice of an angel, but I can make a joyful noise.
Bless you, Lou. Come on, brother. Make you sound good.
I don't know if I can out sing, but that'd be fine the way I'm singing next week.
We'll be all right. We'll play softly. What key is? So good.
He measured the sea in the palm of his hands. The mountains were placed at his command. At the sound of his voice, the sun came through. There's nothing, no, nothing that my God can't do. There's nothing, no, nothing. There's nothing that my God can't do. Miracles and wonders. There's nothing, no nothing, that my God can't do. He named every star and he hung them on high. The moon spread its light across God's big sky. And the same mighty God can take a heart made of stone. He can wash it and cleanse it and make it his own. There's nothing, no nothing, there's nothing that my God can't do. That my God can't do. He's so great, he holds the world nestled in his hand. And he's so small that he can live within the heart of man. He's a mystery of the universe, but oh, so true, that there's nothing, no nothing, that my God can't do. There's nothing, no nothing, there's nothing that my God can't do. Miracles and wonders, no nothing that my God can't do.
I'm gonna try one more, y'all.
There
pray for me.
There is a God, and I don't understand everything that he does, but I know his way's perfect.
Amen.
And I'm just going to trust him tonight and just believe that he's able. Which one are you doing?
This one.
All of
I spent some time all my years walking up Calvary's hill, and I'm so glad there's a cross that I can go to when I have a need to be filled. The trips that I've made are all worth the climb, 'cause at the top is Jesus the Lamb. He trades all my cares I have brought to the cross. The victory's carried back down. I've spent a lot of time at Calvary, kneeling for the Lamb. His blood makes everything whiter than snow. When I come just as I am, and as I am walking back down Calvary's hill, my feet are not touching the ground. For the heart that was burdened on my way up is shouting victory, walking back down. When I walk up the hill to Calvary, the reasons are different each time. I may need forgiveness. forgiveness just to be lifted up, or I might need healing divine. As I walk up the hill with my load of despair and lay it down at the feet of the Lamb, for the heart that was burdened on my way up is shouting victory, walking back down. I've spent a lot of time at Calvary, kneeling before the Lamb. His blood makes everything whiter than snow. When I come just as I am, and as I am walking back down Calvary's hill, my feet are not touching the ground, for the heart that was burdened on my way up is shouting victory, walking back down. For the heart that was burdened on my way up is shouting victory, walking back down.
Up there a lot, ain't you? And I've had to go for a lot of different reasons.
Does anyone else have anything on their heart this evening? Any testimonies, songs?
Bless you, brother.
Not, I'm going to let Paul have it.
Good to be in the house of God tonight, ain't it?
Praise the Lord. I appreciate the Lord tonight and all of His many blessings and all of His goodness and all of His mercy. And appreciate the Lord tonight. Appreciate His presence. And He's a very present help in a time of need. And I don't know about you, I need Him. Turn your Bible to Hebrews chapter 13 tonight. I want to read one verse of Scripture here. And we talked about how wonderful the Lord was this morning. And because the Lord is wonderful, let me show you what He's able to do for you and for me. Hebrews chapter number 13. Pay close attention to the Scriptures tonight. We've got two more places we want to go to. In the 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews, let's read it. Start reading it. Verse number 20. Now, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated tonight. So that tells me that you and I, we can make peace with God, and the only peace that we have and the ability that we have to make peace with God is through His Son on the old rugged cross. Now, the Bible said we have the peace of God that brought again from the dead our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. He said He'll make you perfect in every good work. Now, we talked about this morning how wonderful God is and how wonderful that He is fashioned and wonderfully made and all like that. But I believe tonight that God is able to make us perfect. Our peace had to become perfect on this side of life. I know there's troubles at every hand. I know there's storms out there. I know there's sickness and death and things out there raging. We don't understand all of it, but I know God's way is perfect. God's way is far above our ways. God's thoughts is far above our thoughts. But I thank God tonight that I've made peace with God through the blood of the Lamb of God at the foot of the cross. And having done that, he said that he'd make us perfect and unto every good work. Now turn with me to 2 Samuel tonight in the Word of God. And we want to show you tonight, God don't make no mistakes. When Mary and Martha wanted Jesus to come down out of their house, they thought that it was too late. They thought that they was discouraged. But I'll guarantee you guys that God ain't never early. He ain't never late, but he's always right on time. Just like the woman with the meal barrel there. The Bible said it was, the meal was there. She had God made provision. And in her mind, I thought, like the old man of God said, make me a cake first. And the Bible said she did. And that barrel, it never did run out. In my mind, I'm thinking maybe God, her heart and her mind would sometimes think, boy, Lord, ain't the Lord just perfect? Ain't he just right? But here in 2 Samuel, here we see in the Word of God, the people had asked for a king. And after they asked for a king, the Bible said that they had realized they had sinned and they realized they had done wrong. And all through the Bible and all through the leadership of God and God's people, God's provision and God's preachers, and we reign as kings and priests here upon this earth, I guarantee every message that man's got is look to God, the God of heaven. If you want to make peace with God, you better accept his son. But anyway, here in 2 Kings chapter number 22, we see here how that God, they realized that they had, there's a whole lot I can't get into tonight, but let's start reading here in 2 Samuel chapter number 22, verse number 31. He said, as for God, his way is perfect. He said, the word of the Lord is tried. He is as a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power. He maketh my ways perfect. My way perfect. Notice 31 has said that God's way, his way is perfect down here in 33. If we acknowledge God and put God where he ought to be, he said that he would make, he said he'd make my way perfect. I know tonight that I'll never be perfect on this side, but the meditation of my heart be continually upon God and the ways of God. He shall perfect my work and my goings and my doings down here. I got this message this morning while Brother Buck was a praying. Brother Buck, he prayed this right here. He said, God, show us the way. And I had that rung in my heart all day long. And I'll tell you tonight, I'll tell you how God's way is. God's way is perfect. God's way, brother, he'll abide forever and ever and ever. And they ain't nothing, brother, that won't be, that a child of God won't go through, and that I believe won't be filtered through the hands of God. God knoweth our way. He knows everything. And God's plan is to perfect us. And down here, we'll never be perfect. But that's on the inside of the heart of the child of God. But the Bible said when it first cometh down from God out of heaven, it's pure. It's undefiled. Nothing wrong with it. And you know what that does? That causes and wants me to strive to be perfect, even though I never will be down here. but I'll guarantee tonight, guys, God's way is perfect. And thank God tonight we can make peace with God, who that raised his son Jesus from the dead. And not only that, God, God's way being perfect, he said he'd make our way perfect. Down here on this side, turn tonight to Psalms chapter number 19. Psalms chapter number 19. God help us tonight. I mean, when I look at people and you look at people, let's try to look at them through the eyes of the Lord. Let's try to look at them with compassion, and let's look at them with a longing and a desire to see them saved by the grace of God. Let me tell you something out there tonight that's tuned in by the radio. The Bible said in the Gospel of Luke, now you hear me tonight, there's a part work the other day, and there's a woman come in there, a woman priest come in there, had to want to do communion with a woman, had a haircut like a dyke, and and all that don't make no difference, brother, what people say down here in this life. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The Bible said in the Gospel of Luke, the Bible said there was a rich man and a beggar. And brother, the rich man died and was buried in a hell. Lifted up his eyes in torment. And brother, and seen Lazarus afar off, comforted yonder in Abraham's bosom. And brother, that rich man began to cry and say, hey, send somebody back from the dead. Go tell my five brothers not to come to this awful place wherein I'm tormented. And you know what God said? He said, there's a gulf fixed between here and there. You can't come. There ain't no such a thing as a purgatory. There ain't no such a thing, brother, to being prayed out of. If you die in your sins, in hell you'll lift your eyes up. But if you die tonight, if you'll make peace with God tonight here on this planet, brother, you'll have peace with God forever and ever and ever. If you'll run the race and let God perfect us along the way, God's way is perfect. And he said, he told me and he told you, he said, my way's perfect. And he said, by the way, if you'll not desire another king or another God, he said, I'll perfect you along the way. God's long suffering, not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance. And but there is a way that seems right unto man, but the ends are the ways of death. But thank God, I serve a God that conquered death, hell, and the grave. Had gone there on the old rugged cross and died, gave up the ghost, but on the third in the appointed morning, he was brought back from the dead. He arose again. Have power to lay it down and power to raise it up. And thank God tonight, he said, if that same spirit abideth in us that raised him from the dead, pray God he'll raise us up one day, and we'll be perfect then. But until then, God's perfect, and he said he'd make us perfect. Psalms 19. I want to share this with you tonight. Psalms 19, verse number 7. He said, the law of the Lord is perfect. God's law is perfect. Did you know tonight, if the Bible said that when Jesus came, he said, you'd have never known that you were in your sin and until I came and revealed it to you. He said, but now that I've revealed it to you, and you reject me, and you do away with the Son of God. But I'll guarantee the law of God, it's perfect. The Word of God, it's perfect. The ways of God, they're perfect. I know it's a straight and a narrow road and a narrow way, but I'll assure you tonight, beloved, it's a good way. We're in. You'll find rest to your soul. Amen. Be out there tonight, lost without God, in need of a Savior. No, the Bible said that God hath no peace in the death of the wicked, and we oughtn't to shout when the wicked die. We're to pray for them. God, have mercy on their soul, that they'll see the Word of God, and they'll see Jesus alive, and accept Him as their Savior, and accept Him after paying the penalty of sin on the cross. And brother, I'm going to tell you tonight, that you'll accept Him paying the penalty of sin, or one day you'll pay for it forever and ever and ever. But God's law is perfect. Look here what God's law does. God's law, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. You know, there's inside of a human being, of a man, there's a conscience in there. There's a soul in there that'll live forever and ever and ever and ever. But unless you're converted, unless you become born again, saved by the grace of God, you'll in no wise enter in to God's heaven. And brother, the law of God is perfect, converting the soul. Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, come to Jesus by night and said, we know you must be has something has special, and nobody can do what you do except God's to be with him. And he said, Nicodemus, marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be converted, you must be born again. And thank God tonight, the law of the Lord is perfect, and it converteth the soul.
Amen.
It converts it, it makes it, it changes it. It changes your soul. It changes your inner being. It changes your heart. It changes your way. It changes your walk. And it changes your whole life. God is perfect. God's way is perfect. And God said, my way is perfect, because of the death of my son and the resurrection of my son. He said, I can perfect you in all your good works and what you do to bring honor and glory unto my name. For the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The only way you can be converted is to get where the gospel is. Hear the word of God preached. Not only hear it, but be a doer of it. Many on the church benches and cars and Facebooks and radios out there today, under the sound of the gospel messages, they've heard messages after messages after messages. They've heard songs that brought back memories of messages that they've heard. But I'll guarantee you one thing tonight, if we don't turn to the ways of God and let God convert our soul and make a new creation out of us, a new creature out of us, and when we realize that God's perfect and we're failures and in bad need of a Savior, if we accept Him, God converts our soul, and we'll see that God's way's perfect. Amen. We want to say, well, I can't because of this, I can't because of that, I would because of that. We're without excuse. We'll stand before God one day and we'll give an account of the deeds that we've done in our body, whether good or whether they're bad. I want God's ways. God's ways perfect. Let me right quick like turn to something that's come to me. If I can find it right quick like this come to us. God's way is perfect. God's way is perfect. Wow. Jeremiah chapter 33. Go ahead and turn back over there, will you? Jeremiah chapter number 33. Talks about the word of the Lord coming to him the second time while he was shut up in prison. How many times does the word of God come to you while you're shut up in prison, the sin's prison? How many times have you realized and seen and recognized and know that God's way's right? God's way's perfect. But he went on down here to say, right here, Jeremiah chapter number 33, verse number 8. I'm going to show you how you get converted. I'm going to show you what happens to you when you get converted. Jeremiah 33 and 8 says, I will cleanse them from all their iniquity. Hallelujah. God's law is perfect, and the Bible said that, and I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me, and it shall be to me, and it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto them. And thus saith the Lord, again there shall be heard in this place which ye say shall be desolate, without man, without beast, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, that are desolate and without man, without inhabitants, and without beast. But the voice of joy, brother, is there, and the voice of gladness, and the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, and the voice of them that say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever, and of them shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captive of the land as of the first, saith the Lord. And God made us in his likeness and his image, and put us in a garden, and we were perfect without sin and lived forever, but sin entered in. But thank God tonight, because of the perfect love of God, he made a way for us, and his way is perfect. But pray this morning, Lord, show us, help us, show us the way. Thought about the children of Israel when they got down out of the Red Sea. Nowhere to go. God said, I'll show you the way. They got down there back. When they got down there, they did go back to Samuel there where they wanted the king. They realized that the attorney that it hurt them. It harmed them. Because they wanted a king like other people had. But they got out there, God got his youngins out there in the wilderness, and they got hungry. Why God rained down birds, got quail down there knee deep. And God's way is perfect. And boy, if we'd have done it, if we just do it in a manner of patiently waiting and trusting in God, it wouldn't be coming out of our nose. Because his way is perfect. Let's go on here. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Making the testimonies that we've heard, and testimonies that I've heard given from the people of God. Brother, he'll take simple little people like me, simple little people like you, and make you wise. I read today or yesterday one where God said that he'd take us out yonder and hide us in the pavilion till the storm passed. And in that same scripture, he said he'd set us up on a rock. And that, praise God, tonight. And then we read on in that. And he said upon that rock he put us above our enemies, and so we could see what they're up to. Hey, tonight God's way is perfect, converting the soul, and the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Thank God for the way that he is perfect. Quit looking at man. Quit looking at this. Quit looking at that. Look at God's way. His way is perfect. If you follow me, I'll disappoint you. I'll discourage you. But I won't do it intentionally. But remember, I'm just a man. But God's way is perfect. Amen. Let's go on right here, guys. Look here. I'm going to show you why God's way is perfect. It not only converts your soul, but it'll make the simple. It'll make the common people like me and you wise. We can be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. And he said, the reason why God's way is perfect, verse number 8 says, the statutes of the Lord are right. The ways of God, they're right. I mean, the God's word, it's right, it's pure. I mean, it doesn't matter what I think about it, what you think about it, what we think it means, what we think it ought to mean. I'll guarantee you tonight, guys, God's way is perfect, and his laws and his ways, I mean, the Bible said, and the statutes of the Lord, they're right. Listen to me tonight. You go to court, I guess they still do it. They take a witness and they bring him up there before the, make him lay his hand on the Bible, and they say, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God? I do. Now, here's right, guys. The laws of the land and a lot of things that you hear about, and a lot of things that people say and do, and they relate it, it's coming from their Bible, and they're coming from the Word of God, because God's right and God's pure, and they don't even know it. Amen. You hear stuff, what I've heard this, what, don't it say this, don't it say that? No, it don't. God's way's perfect. It'll convert the soul. And the statutes of the Lord are right, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. If you want your heart to rejoice with that Jeremiah was talking about, you want your heart to rejoice like we read to you there in Hebrews. If you want to get right with God. Repent, turn from your sin, turn from your ways, and God will forgive you of your iniquity and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness, as far as east is west, from the west, never to be brought before you again. God's ways is right, and the statutes of the Lord are right, and rejoice in the heart. What did God say for us to do? Come into his presence with thanksgiving and praise, and with a song on our heart, with a rejoicing heart. The sacrifice of praise. Somebody said, I don't feel like praising him. Well, you do have to sacrifice a little to praise him. Present yourself a living sacrifice, which is no reasonable service. I mean, we've got an opportunity, guys, to see and realize that God's way is perfect. God's way will convert your soul. God's way, it'll make you wise. It'll make your heart rejoice. And the commandment of the Lord is pure. And it'll enlighten your eyes. It'll enlighten your eyes. It'll open your eyes up to the things. It'll open your eyes up to the darkness that we're in. It'll make the night like day and the day like night. Why is that? God's word will enlighten your eyes on some things. Well, I'm going to go to this church. I'm going to go there. I'm going to do that. It don't make no difference where you go. There ain't but one church, and that's God's church that Jesus got his son purchased on Calvary. It was bought with a price, paid for. He paid for it. It's his church. I'll build my church at the gates of hell. It'll not prevail again. And thank God tonight, he said, rejoice in the heart, command to appear, and in enlightening the eyes. You think we ain't bad off? Churches are closing down. Churches, no pastors, don't want one. Could care less if they had one. They're going to do it their way. We're going to do it my way. We're going to do it this way. And a bunch of hens are running it and everything else. It's a train wreck. I'm waiting to happen. God will enlighten your eyes. Because God's way's perfect. Let's go on right here. I'm just trying to show you why God's way is perfect. It don't only convert your soul. It don't only make you wise, make your heart rejoice. It'll lighten your eyes. The fear of the Lord's clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. I mean, God's right. His ways are right. His judgment is, you tell me tonight, when God pours out His judgment upon this world that aborts babies day in, day out, day in and day out, and lying and stealing and fornicating and doing all that, you think it's going to be a happy day when God's judgment is poured out then? God's judgments are right. God judged sin at Calvary, and the sin of mine and your, the sins of this world was placed upon our Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He paid my sin debt, and He paid your sin debt, but you're going to have to accept that. When judgment comes, you'll not say it ain't fire. You've heard the message. God's judgment is right and righteous altogether. No way around it. In verse number 10, fear of the Lord, 9 again, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. What is to be desired more than the riches of this world? What is to be desired more than the most pleasing thing of the flesh? What is that? Knowing that God is perfect and God's way is perfect. We're living in a world that they say the Bible's got mistakes in it. They're telling that Jesus had a wife. He's got a wife, honey, and she's the bride. She's the church. He never had no literal wife here on this planet, and he wasn't no guile found in his mouth. He never sinned. He was a man that was without sin. They're telling everything out there. But God's way is perfect.
Amen.
And it'll convert your soul. Oh, we found some more books. I'd say you did. Would they have like they had back in the old Bible, or back in the early church? They had a book burning one day. And I forget how many millions of dollars it would be in today's money when they burn all them old books of crafts and that old witchcraft and that what is that show? It's been out now for 10 or 15 years. That boy got them glasses on. Harry Potter. We ought to have a Harry Potter burden, what we ought to have. And everything else that's unlike God. Well, let's go on before I get unperfect tonight. Praise the Lord. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Right, moreover by them is thy servant warned. Moreover by them is thy servant made perfect. Moreover by them is thy servant taught and shown the way. And my way's perfect. God's way's perfect. And because God's way's perfect, and I'm one of His youngins, and I've got the third part of the Trinity abiding inside my heart, pray God He can perfect my way along the way. And my works. And my that God has given me to do on this side. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Listen, I know the greatest reward that you and I will receive, it will be of that glorified body and be with God, our beloved Savior, forever and ever and ever. That's the greatest reward. But I'm telling you guys, down your own life's journey, down your own life's way, when God's way is perfect and we're trying to follow perfection, I believe God will bless you and reward you on the journey. And you don't do it for that, but that's just the way God works. You pray in a closet somewhere and God will reward you openly. If you'll seek the Lord while He can be found, call upon Him while He's near, reach out and touch Him as He passes by, I tell you what will happen. He'll convert you. He'll make something new out of you. And you'll realize that God's way is perfect. May not seem like it sometimes when you get to the Red Sea and don't know where to go. This, the just walk by faith, not by sight. Just believe God, trust God. He'll make a way. When you get down to the place, when you feel like you've run out, you ain't got nothing to eat, just trust God and your barrel won't run dry. Try God and see if He won't pour out a blessing upon you that you can't contain. Why is that? God's way is perfect. I appreciate the Lord tonight and His perfect word. It's sweeter than honey and even the honeycomb. More to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Thank God tonight, His way's perfect. I'm not perfect, that I'm a long way from it, but by the grace of God, we ought to strive to be that way. Follow Jesus, the chief shepherd. And if we'll walk close to Him, but He'll show us the way. His way's perfect. Stand to our feet tonight. Think about that tonight. Yeah. Praise the Lord. 11:7. 7 to 11, yeah. You know, I've heard that, her sing that for years, but I don't think I've ever preached that. But He's perfect. And He'll make a way in the desert. And He'll send rain when it ain't rained in 3.5 years. What a God. Who wouldn't want to serve a perfect God? His way's perfect. Went down there and hugged the ice. You want to go, honey? I don't know what's on your heart, on your mind, your heart broke, whatever it is, but I'll tell you one thing, honey. God's way's perfect. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge God in all of your ways, and He'll direct your path. He loves you, honey. And we do too. We want to see the very best out of you. All hearts and minds clear. Before we dismiss tonight, I want to say, Sammy, I appreciate you, all the work you've done out the building. I went down there yesterday, got hot water and cold water. Ruby, thank you for that warmer you bought a young pocket to put down there. Just to make God's way and His place more beautiful and to be used to give Him honor and glory. All of you do that brings honor and glory to God, we appreciate you. We're in this together, and we got to help each other and pray for each other, and it'll be all right. We just keep trusting Him. Anything else?